AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Texas voters are choosing between incumbent John Cornyn and Trump-backed Ken Paxton in a Republican primary runoff for U.S. Senate. While the South Carolina Senate has rejected President Trump's push for a new congressional map that would favor Republicans. And Marcela Sanchez reports federal judges have blocked, for now, Alabama's plan to use a new map that also favors the GOP in an August special primary.
The court's ruling requires Alabama to continue using the same court-ordered districts used during the 2024 congressional elections. Lawyers representing black voters in the case had sought the preliminary injunction. They argue the same panel in 2023 had already ruled the state map intentionally discriminated against black voters. They also said Alabama was creating chaos by trying to change lines in the middle of an election year. The state could appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports President Trump has had another medical checkup.
Spending 3 hours at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for what the White House describes as preventative medical and dental checkups. Trump has worked to dispel concerns over his health and stamina. A recent poll found that less than half of U.S. adults think Trump has the mental sharpness or physical health to serve effectively. Trump, who turns 80 next month, posted that he had just finished a 6-month physical and that everything checked out perfectly. An official report was not released by the White House. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The implosion of a chemical tank at a pulp and paper mill in Washington state has left at least 10 injured, but also a number of people dead. No word on how many. And in Garden Grove, California, some 16,000 people remain under evacuation orders because of a damaged tank that holds a highly flammable chemical at an aerospace plant. This is AP News. The World Health Organization now reports more than 220 deaths and 900-plus suspected Ebola cases in northeastern Congo. And Charles Deledesma reports health workers there are struggling to gain people's trust.
Red Cross volunteer Vanny Burungi walks through neighborhoods in Bunia every day, warning residents about Ebola amid an outbreak that's triggered fear, misinformation, and attacks on aid workers. As she and her colleagues go door to door under the scorching sun, Burungi says, "We've come to tell the people the disease is here. Some accept it and others don't. We fear that because the resistance is strong, people will continue to die, but we're not giving up." Burungi and her colleagues face a double threat, the risk of contracting the rare Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, for which there is no vaccine or treatment, and hostility from residents. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.